Looking back at racing on the weekend at Sandown, the Zipping Classic there and the Sandown Guineas. And David Gately joins me. How are you, Gator?
Well, Cos, how are you?
Good. I tell you what I thought was a really good run on the weekend was Pretty Brazen in winning the Sandown Guineas. That was a good, tough effort.
Yeah, no, she was. I mean, it was the first go at the mile, and she was sort of left there, wasn't she, a fair way out. She did have a beautiful run in transit and collared those leaders and gave a kick. But I think that last 100, she was probably vulnerable, but just fought off a wall of them. Only a length over those first five across the line. I think if you're going to take one out of it, though, you'd probably take Heart of Poussins, wouldn't you? He's such a work in progress and still has so much to learn, but looks an exceptional talent. So they've got plenty to work with there, but that doesn't take anything away from the winner, as you referenced.
And Heart of Poussins by Poussins to learn by G. He was a good gallop, wasn't he?
Oh, he was terrific. I just, he's still so new to it all. I mean, firstly, I don't think he's a natural leader. I think he was sort of forced into that role on Saturday when he jumped so well and sort of put himself there and, didn't really know what to do. Once they collared him, he sort of was all at sea and then sort of fought back when the race was over. His win prior to that, he came from last. I think that'd be the way to ride him going forward, off the speed. But very much a working progress. They've got a lot to work with there, and they're in very good hands.
Well, you look, he won a Warrnambool maiden on the soft, then he went to Moonee Valley and won over the mile, and then he goes straight to a Group 2 and almost wins that.
Yeah, that's right. And, you could argue strongly if he's ridden perhaps to suit his own pattern or had a little bit more race now, he'd be the winner. As I say, he's the horse I'd take out of the race, and that's no knock on Pretty Brazen, who's pretty handy. Mm. And Banquo, who was fourth, who's also well above average, an expensive youngster coming off a nice win at Flemington himself. So I think it's a strong race this year. I did go back and look at the times, and they ran significantly faster than last year's rendition, which was ring-a-ding-ding, and that was off a slower early speed. So my first thought is I think it's a better race this year than last year, and as I say, I think there's plenty of future winners in that crop.
All right, the Zipping Classic, I thought the most evident thing of that, first of all, was that Lloyd Williams didn't have a runner in it when he normally tries to load it up so he can win it. I thought that was one thing that probably highlighted the lack of depth he had this year.
Yeah, it's been, a blow. Their bar's pretty high, isn't it? They've got high expectations, and rightly so, given the history. But outside of Master Reality, he was very good in a Melbourne Cup, but it's been a lean trot for the stable, and they didn't have a runner in one of their favourite races, named after one of their all-time greats in Zipping. They would have been hard-pressed to beat Southern France, though, the way he won it. He looked all at sea, a long way from home. Probably 100-1 on the turn, wasn't he? But he just built his momentum. He just got stronger and stronger as the race went on. Ended up winning by nearly 2 lengths. So that just shows you the strength of his performance late, and it tells you he'll clearly get further than 2,400. He's a dead-set endurance sort of stayer, isn't he?
Where do you think they'll go with him? They head back overseas with him?
I think he's staying, but I correct me if I'm wrong. I think they were hanging around. So, I think it'll take aim at next year's Cup, I'd imagine.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's what they bought him this year, wasn't it, to try and win the Cup with him?
Yeah, that's right. He didn't have any luck in the feature race, and it was slowly run, which clearly didn't suit him. He over-raced, but back in distance, back a notch in grade, he was just too strong for them, that last 200 on Saturday.
The Doveton always throws up a nice, smart 1,000-metre horse. Viridine was good.
Yeah, good win. My query on him was, he'd been run off his legs at 1,000 metres in the past, but with a terrific ride from Craig Wins from that inside draw, he found himself, within striking distance, off the rail, despite drawing one, and travelling so well in the run. So I think from that point on, if you're betting in the run, he was going to be tough to beat, and ran over them. Gave most of them weight as well with 59. So a terrific win. I still think he's a better horse at 1,100, even 1,200. But he was too good for, that second, third level, the listed grade on Saturday. Man, good time.
All right. Looking at the Kevin Heffernan, what did you make of that horse, Dubai, the Charlie Appleby horse?
Look, it was a very good run. Sort of just got into a terribly awkward spot, didn't they? I mean, they ended up drawing 8 of 8, but were last on the rail. So they edged off there and rushed home. They've only beaten 0.7 of a length, but I think if they had their time again, they'd probably handle it a bit differently. But again, that's not taking anything away from Teleplay, who was so gritty. Home of the Brave, we know, is a genuine sort of second level you know, we'll wait for a sort of Group 2, Group 3 horse. And Hey Doc was third. He was first up, sure, but he's a multiple Group 1 winner. So, yeah, it'll turn out a good race because the form's well exposed. It was only one length over six of them, though. So, as far as future winner goes, that'd be interesting. Hey Doc, I think, and Home of the Bay head to Perth.
All right. Jamaican Rain took out the other Group 3, the Summoned.
Yeah, good gritty effort. She was well rated in front. She actually scooted it along at a reasonable sort of tempo. She went 56.61 that first 900 metres. So actually rolled along quicker than the other 1500 metre races. Then was left alone, gave a kick, and then was held on because Sweet Scandal was charging. As was One More Try. It was a touch unlucky. And Victory Kingdom again, another blanket go here. Platinum Angel ran eighth, was beaten less than two lengths. So she held off a wall of them. Great will to win. She's been earmarked as just a wet tracker, but she handles dry ground. She's just better on wet ground, that's all.
All right, Lindsay Smith, I tell you what, you wouldn't do too much damage hitching your wagon to him, would you? He just docks up trying to win us.
Yeah, no, he's a ripper and great horse.
Pack a darling.
Yeah, gets them peaking. I mean, he gave 3 kilos to that winner too. That's what people seem to quickly forget. Sure, he had the beautiful trailing run. But he ran past setting sail and there was daylight back to third. So those two are clearly superior on the day. As I say, if you're giving that horse 3 kilos and beating him, it's all honest to the winner, irrespective of that sweet run that he received with Dean Yendall in the saddle.
All right, and for Stephen Baster, he couldn't have programmed it better. His last ride in a race on Goldfields, and he gets the money in the Sandown Stakes, Group 3.
Yeah, he did, and he's had a fairy tale sort of farewell, hasn't he? I mean, obviously, this horse is very tough, sat second, and has a great will to win, which will take you a long way. Add to that a couple that were higher in the market, had off days as well, which probably helped. But, he got a little quiz from the stewards with his whip use, but got the job done, and happy retirement to Stephen.
He got a $1,000 fine, too, he got for his efforts.
Yeah, he was that, I think.
He was one of the lightest jockeys around when he first started. He was unbelievably tiny, but he's never really had weight problems.
No, that's right. And in a long career, you know, you can't fluke longevity, can you? And been, at the top end of the tree for a number of years. Can ride light, can ride up front. He's proven that, you know, with his with the Gaylord House stable over many years, and can ride him from the back. Sprinter, stayer, so does it all.
Yep. Now, Zilong from the McAvoy camp, they get a double on the day. This deep field horse looks like it might be a nice three-year-old filly.
Yeah, I agree. Just the end of 1400 at Flemington, just saw her out. She had a beautiful run, but she took on the males there. And I think the Cornella are pretty smart. Add to that, the form, they ran good times. So no shock, the form's been good. She won herself. Fourth in that race was pretty brazen. He went on to win the Guineas on the day, as you saw as well. So, those form races tend to hold up in Cup Week when they run good time, and that's what happened again. And she's got a nice future. I think she'd be a risk beyond 1400, in that sort of 1100 to 1400 metre range, she's got a very nice future.
All right. The Sandown Cup, 3200, eight runners, and we had basically five of them within two lengths when they crossed the line, and probably doesn't say a lot about the quality of them, does it?
They're second, third level. I think that's fair to say. Etta James ran fourth, been out of form. Noof Bosk ran third, had been a bit out of form as well, with some excuses, I guess. But Azuro had been ticking along well and was well-liked there on Saturday. Beautifully handled by Mark Zara. They just made a move at such a crucial stage to get within striking distance, and you knew he'd stay. I mean, what's his third win, isn't it, at that sort of trip? So he's a good endurance sort of stayer. At that second and third level, that's his go.
Yeah, just pick the mark, find the right race for him.
Yeah, there's plenty of good races if you've got a handy horse. You don't have to aim for the stars. I mean, you can pick up that same level of prize money winning two or three other races, can't you?
Yep. What do you make of Hanseatic? It won the first nice street boss colt.
Now, good win. This race a couple of years ago threw up some Group 1 winners. It was an outstanding form reference from memory. Then the race lost its way, but a couple of slow races. This year's time was pretty good. They ran 57.36. They weren't... insurmountably off, the older horses on the day, and they're sort of Group 1 competitive horses. So, nice, strong win. I think this is a horse, a two-year-old, that can progress to be competitive in those features. And they'll be honest, before we even know it, because late Jan, early Feb, they'll be into those diamond preludes.
Yeah, they won't take all that long to come around, will they?
No, that's it.
What was your standout from the weekend there, Gator? What did you like?
I think if I could take one horse, it'd be Harder for Science. I think he's an excitement machine. He's just, the penny's got to drop still, but he's something that, you know, even though beaten on Saturday, I think Connections would have left the track thinking, you know, we got something here.
Yeah, fair enough. Mate, good to catch up. We'll talk to you during the week.
Pleasure to speak to you, mate.